the neuroscience of choking. Why elite golfers crack under pressure, and what brain science says about fixing it. Augusta National, final round. The leaderboard is compressed. A 3-foot putt to stay alive. The kind of putt you've drained 10,000 times in practice. Your hands know this motion. Your body has executed it without thought for decades. But right now, with the green jacket in view and the crowd silent, something different is happening inside your skull. You're thinking about the stroke, and that's the problem. Choking under pressure is one of sport's most studied and least understood phenomena. It strikes indiscriminately, club amateurs and world-ranked tour professionals alike. Between 32 and 47% of serious golfers report being affected by the yips at some point in their careers, according to research published in the International Journal of Golf Science. Approximately 70% of tour players now work with a sports psychologist. The mental game isn't a soft complement to technique. For elite performers, it's the primary performance variable when the stakes get high enough. What's actually happening in the brain during a choke, and what can golfers do to prevent it? The science is clearer than most instructors realize. The explicit monitoring trap. The leading neuropsychological explanation for choking is called explicit monitoring theory, developed by researchers C.N. Bylock and Thomas Carr at Michigan State University. Their landmark work, On the Fragility of Skilled Performance, What Governs Choking Under Pressure, established the core mechanism. High-stakes situations trigger heightened self-consciousness, which redirects attention toward the step-by-step mechanics of a motor skill that normally executes automatically. Think of it as reverting to beginner mode mid-swing. When you first learned to putt, you consciously controlled every component: grip pressure, stance width, the path of the putter head. Over years of practice, those components merged into a single procedural memory, executed below conscious awareness. Your frontal cortex stepped back. The movement became automatic. Pressure reverses this. Anxiety elevates self-consciousness. Self-consciousness reactivates step-by-step attentional control. And step-by-step control of a skill designed to run on autopilot introduces interference, hesitation, and error. A 2015 review in PMC, National Institutes of Health, confirmed this across multiple sports and cognitive tasks. The same mechanism that builds expertise, procedural encoding, creates the vulnerability to choking under evaluation pressure. Bylock's golf putting experiments were particularly striking. Expert golfers who were told to focus on a specific word associated with their stroke mechanics performed significantly worse under high-pressure conditions than those given an external focus task, counting tones. Their attention to process, the very awareness that feels like it should help, was the cause of the failure. The implications are direct. The problem isn't a technique breakdown. It's a monitoring breakdown. Fixing your grip mid-round, rethinking your takeaway on the back nine, running through mental checklists under pressure. All of it makes choking more likely, not less. The quiet eye. Visual proof of composure. One of the most powerful performance interventions to emerge from sports science in the past 2 decades is the quiet eye, discovered by Dr. Joan Vickers at the University of Calgary. The quiet eye is defined as the final gaze fixation on a target before the critical movement is initiated. In putting, it's the sustained focus on the back of the ball before the stroke begins. Vickers found that elite golfers, handicapped below 4, maintain quiet eye fixations averaging 2.5 to 3.0 seconds. Less skilled golfers hold fixation for 1.0 to 1.5 seconds. More critically, a randomized controlled trial published in PMC demonstrated that quiet eye training significantly improved competitive putting performance in elite golfers, and that the mechanism of protection was directly linked to pressure immunity. Research published in Nature Scientific Reports in 2024 found that quiet eye training protected performers from anxiety's adverse effects by maintaining effective fixation durations under high pressure conditions. When untrained golfers were placed under pressure, their fixation durations dropped and performance deteriorated. Quiet eye-trained golfers held their gaze, and their scores. The neuroscience explanation is compelling. A sustained pre-movement fixation appears to coordinate the neural networks involved in visual motor control, while simultaneously reducing the noise of distracting thoughts and elevated arousal. It doesn't override anxiety. It routes attention to an external, task-relevant target before anxiety can turn attention inward to the mechanics of the stroke. In practical terms, the golfer who holds a steady gaze on the back of the ball for 2.5 seconds before initiating their stroke is not just looking at the ball. They're doing something neurologically protective. That sustained fixation is the observable signature of a brain that is organized, focused, and executing from procedural memory rather than conscious override. The confidence automaticity circuit. A 2024 study published in Frontiers in Psychology added a critical dimension to the choking literature: the role of self-efficacy. Using electroencephalography, EEG, researchers measured frontal midline theta, FMT, power, a direct neurological marker of conscious top-down attentional control, during golf, putting in varying self-efficacy conditions. The result: higher self-efficacy before a putt produced lower FMT power during execution, meaning the prefrontal cortex was less active and the stroke ran on automatic processing. Lower self-efficacy, doubt, produced higher FMT activation, increased top-down control, and worse performance. This creates what researchers call a confidence automaticity circuit. Confidence doesn't just feel better, it has a measurable neurological output: reduced frontal interference, cleaner motor execution, and resilience under pressure. Doubt activates the same conscious monitoring process that Baylock's research identifies as the cause of choking. For golfers, this reframes the pre-shot mental challenge. The goal isn't to think positively in any superficial sense. It's to enter each shot with enough genuine self-belief that the frontal cortex steps back and lets the trained motor system run without interference. That's what Bob Rotella means when he talks about trusting your swing. His Master's Week framework, training the technical skills in practice, then switching fully to target-focused, committed execution in competition, maps precisely to what neuroscience now confirms about prefrontal suppression during expert performance. Your anti-choke protocol. The research points to a specific, trainable sequence that reduces the probability of choking in high-pressure situations. It works because it systematically blocks the mechanisms that cause failure, rather than fighting anxiety directly. A 2021 meta-analysis in International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology reviewed 58 studies on pre-performance routines and found consistent evidence that structured routines reduce performance anxiety, decrease fear of negative evaluation, and increase execution quality, with the mechanism running directly through reduced self-monitoring and enhanced automaticity. So I have to commit to the target, not the technique. Before every shot, pick a specific landing zone or line. Make it visual, make it precise, and lock onto it. Once you step into the shot, your only mental job is sending the ball to that target. Technique is already built in. Your job is to aim and release. Train quiet eye deliberately. On the putting green, practice holding your gaze on the back of the ball for a full 2.5 seconds before initiating your stroke. Set a timer if you need to. Build it into your routine until it's automatic. Under pressure, it will protect you. Build a pressure-proof pre-shot sequence. Elite performers don't improvise their mental preparation under fire. They execute a consistent sequence: one breath, one look at the target, one practice swing or rehearsal, one final look, quiet eye hold, go. The routine signals the brain to switch from analytical to execution mode. Consistency is the key variable. The same routine every time, regardless of the pressure context. For a complete breakdown of effective pre-shot routines, see The Mental Game of Golf. Interrogate your self-talk before the round, not during it. The 2024 Frontiers research shows that confidence is a neurological input, not just an emotional state. Build your confidence through outcome journaling, deliberate practice success repetition, and pre-round activation sequences before you tee off. Not by trying to generate belief in the middle of a pressure shot. What Augusta teaches every golfer. The Masters is a pressure laboratory unlike any other. Only 3 players have successfully defended their green jacket across the tournament's 9-decade history. A statistic that illustrates how reliably Augusta's back 9 destroys performance built on technique alone. The players who survive it are not the ones who have eliminated anxiety. They're the ones who have built systems, mental routines, quiet eye habits, trust-based execution frameworks that let automatic skill override conscious interference at the worst possible moment. The brain that chokes and the brain that performs under pressure belong to the same person. The difference is in the architecture of preparation and the discipline of attention. That architecture is trainable. The research is unambiguous on this point. You don't need to eliminate pressure. You need to stop letting it redirect your attention inward. Sources: Baylock and Carr, 2001, Journal of Experimental Psychology, PMC, Choking Under Pressure, Neuropsychological Mechanisms, PMC, Quiet Eye Training in Elite Golfers, Nature Scientific Reports, 2024, Quiet Eye Under Pressure, Frontiers in Psychology, 2024, Self-Efficacy and Frontal Theta Power, International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology, 2021, Pre-Performance Routines, Meta-Analysis, Golf Digest, Dr. Bob Rotella, and the Mental Game of the Masters,